This is a Fox News alert. A winner in the Alaska special election. I'm Lisa Lacera. Democrat Mary Petola has won the special election for Alaska's only House seat, beating a field that included former Republican Governor Sarah Palin. Petola will become the first Alaska native to serve in the House and the first woman to hold the seat. She will serve the remaining months of the late Republican Don Young's term. Young held the seat for 49 years. Attorneys for former President Trump have responded to the federal government's concerns about the discovery of classified information stored inside his Florida home, telling a federal judge in a new filing there's no cause for alarm and again asking for a special master, a neutral third party, to review the documents.
Federal investigators focusing on potential obstruction of justice over the handling of classified material taken during a day-long search of former President Trump's Florida estate. In this court filing, the Justice Department says, quote, government records were likely concealed and removed from the storage room, and that efforts were likely taken to obstruct the government's investigation. This after the Trump team was served a May 11th grand jury subpoena to turn over all remaining classified material located on site. A Trump lawyer attested all documents were stored at just one site, the basement storage room. But FBI agents allegedly found classified records in Trump's private office.
Fox's David Spunt in Palm Beach. A new COVID booster from Pfizer and Moderna targeting the latest variants has gotten emergency use authorization from the FDA.
The FDA has extensive experience with evaluating strain changes for influenza vaccines and is confident in the data supporting these latest booster authorizations.
FDA Commissioner Robert Califf, the CDC expected to give approval to the shots when it meets tomorrow. A federal judge has declined to put a hold on New York's new gun rules one day before the law was to take effect. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Defense attorneys for the nurse accused of killing six people in a California car crash say she may have lost consciousness behind the wheel.
Court documents filed by her attorneys reveal Nicole Linton, the nurse accused of speeding through a Los Angeles County intersection, killing six people, including a pregnant mother and her unborn child, was having a mental health crisis. The documents allege Linton has no recollection of the accident and may have lost consciousness before the crash. Her lawyers say she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder 4 years ago and stopped taking her medication during the pandemic, detailing previous run-ins with police. They will argue in a bail hearing she should be released and treated in a mental health facility. Prosecutors claim Linton, who faces murder charges, has been involved in 13 crashes outside of California. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Final farewells to former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev are to be said in the same place where his rigid Soviet predecessors also lay, but he'll be buried near men who broke the Soviet mold. Gorbachev is to lie in state Saturday in Moscow's House of Unions. A new Gallup poll finds more Americans now smoke pot than cigarettes.
The latest Gallup poll finds 11% of Americans say they smoke cigarettes, while 16% say they smoke marijuana. 48% admit to having tried pot at some point in their lives. Gallup says the high for cigarette use was 45% in the mid-50s, compared to just 4% of Americans in 1969 who said they smoked weed. Now, this does not include e-cigarettes or vaping or marijuana edibles. A different Gallup poll released this summer found 8% of Americans reported vaping in the prior week. And for the first time, Gallup asked Americans this summer if they eat pot edibles, finding 14% do. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow lost 280. The Nasdaq minus 66. The S&P off 31. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.